My friend's dicks are actually very important in my life. We're about to get a little weird here. That friend, his dick is pretty big, apparently. I've kind of seen it, kind of not. I found out that he had a big dick back in high school. You ever seen this show? It came on HBO a while back called Puppetry of the Penis. Yeah. It's a couple of guys out of Australia, and they do a show fully nude, and they make all these shapes with their dicks. And it's great. Like, some of them are pretty self-describable. You got the Loch Ness Monster. You kind of know. You can kind of picture it, ma'am. You got the head there and the balls of the lumps coming out of the lock. And, you know, you like that. You got the hamburger. That's just kind of wrap the shaft around the balls, squeeze it together. You're like, oh, that's nice and juicy. I like that. As a young man with a big hog, you start off simple. And I was telling him about the wristwatch. A young man with some length and some girth, you can just wrap that shit around your wrist and you're like, ha, 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 all right, yeah. And he actually left. I told him about this. He was like, wait a second. And he goes in the back room. He comes out and he's got the wristwatch going on. He's like, oh, look at that. He even drew like a little clock on it, drew some hands on there. He's like, hey guys, it's cock o'clock. And we're just like, shut up, you big dick son of a bitch. We know what your future's like. And I kept talking about it. I kept talking about it to my female friends, and they would talk about it to their female friends. And he got a date out of it. And the date went very well. They're back in her place. They're getting down to business. And she unzips his pants and does the unzip, unveil maneuver. Hot maneuver, by the way, ladies. Unzip and unveil. Every guy feels big when you do that. Just unzip, unveil. That is awesome. Every guy loves that. And she did that, and she goes, oh my God, Brian was right. And so my name was said, and then they fucked. It was great. Good for him, I guess. Later on, this guy, he's a musician, he's a writer, he's also a bit of an actor. He was in like an experimental artsy play. And a play with full nudity, by the way. If you have a chance to see one of these plays, I highly recommend it. They're amazing. You get to see like live titties and apparently live dick too. And I went and I brought my girlfriend. We got our glasses of wine because we're fancy. And, you know, we sat down and he was in there. You saw the play. You saw his dick. You saw boobies. It was great. But if you have an actor friend, you have to like give them something for their performance. So I brought him a bouquet of roses. I had to congratulate him, and I was just like, hey, man, here's your flowers. Can you close the robe, by the way? I've seen that plenty. Can you close that up? But I also had to compliment him on that dick, man, because that was, it was nice. And I was just like, how do I, here's your flowers. You got that, hey, man. Give me five. That's a rad dick, bro. Rad dick, right? Yeah, yeah. Can you get a high five for that? Yeah, all right, yeah. Rad dick, bro. That's good.